Alan Bennett got a bit of a tweak on his hamstring, so he'll be missing for a couple of weeks. So he's the only one from the game the other day. That's a major doubt. Ricardo picked up an ankle knock in the under-19s game at the weekend as well, so he hasn't trained, but we're hopeful he'll be fit.
And Alan, have you kind of starting consistently enough? How big a blow is that now?
It's a problem area for us at the moment. Right side centre back or centre backs, right sided defenders has been a bit of a problem at the moment with injuries. So obviously Josh Honan and Eunice are out as well, so it's a little bit of a problem area for us.
Speaking of centre backs, Graham Cummins' retirement, was that a surprise to you? Was it something you discussed or?
He came and saw me the other day, and just, you know, he'd had a lot of niggles, a lot of niggling injuries this season, and he just felt that he wasn't enjoying having the niggles and having the injuries, and he wanted to focus on the next stage of his career, really. And you know, I would have had the same. He's a similar age, so I understood it. It was disappointing because he was a good voice in and around the dressing room, and would have been a good help to us now in this situation now. But I totally understand where he's coming from.
Feeling like, no, after the draw
with
Shelburne, not an easy place to go on.
A good point. Performance wise, a little bit up and down, but in the cold light of day, I suppose an away point is a good point for us. And we're just looking at the positives out of it, really.
Not an easy one, against Shamrock Rovers, the best team in the country.
Tough game, but I think we showed the last time we played them that we've got nothing to fear, really, and we've just got to go and play without fear and not be too worried about them, really, and just concentrate on how we're going to play and how we're going to set up and see where we go with that.
If Harps losing last night, is that something you're kind of looking at and paying attention to? Is it kind of just...
I'd be lying if I said I wasn't paying attention to it. I'm trying not to worry too much about other teams. Like I said the other day, we've set ourselves a target of how many points we need to get and how many points we believe that we need to get in different stages of the season. So we're just focusing on that, really. You can beat yourself up about other teams' results and everything else. We just need to concentrate on ourselves, really.
Neil, considering where you are in the table and where they are in the table, Shamrock Rovers, what's key, do you think, in your approach to the game on Saturday?
I think we need to keep a clean sheet. I think that for us to have any chance of beating, I don't know if it's saying that's obvious, but for us to keep in the game as long as we can, try and keep it tight, try and keep in the game for as long as we can, and ask questions of them more going forward. I think that in our game up there in Tala, I think that we were very, not comfortable, but I think we had a really good shape about us. I don't think they had too many chances in the first half. I don't think they had too much pressure. I think they had a lot of the ball behind us. I think we sat in a good shape, and unfortunately it was a bit of a mistake, a bit of a soft goal, and you're going in 1-0. So the second half we came out and we had a bit of a go. We looked better going forward, but we looked more open defensively. So if we can get a balance of the two, try and keep a good shape about us, but also be better on the ball going forward, then we've got a chance. But if we give away our silly goals, or if we give away too much possession, then we're going to get punished, because they're an excellent team.
I know you won't be worried too much about, you know, the opposition, but like, do you think, like, one eye on Europe for Rovers against Milan on the Thursday, that they might be looking at changing things up?
No, I think the way they've gone, I think they're looking at the momentum and playing, keeping the same team going, win as many matches as they can going into that game. I don't think they'd be coming into that game wanting to lose against us, albeit whoever they play. So if it was me and I was a player, I'd want to play desperately against us to make sure I was ready for the game on AC Milan. I wouldn't be wanting to sit that out, and I'm sure that Brad's will pick his strongest team for us.
In terms of changes, like, will it be changing the Shelburne game of personnel and tactically, will it change around much?
I think that we, you know, apart from injuries, we're trying to keep as much as I can a settled team. You know, that does get changed every now and again because of injuries or whatever. But no, we're trying to keep. We can't keep chopping and changing everyone all the time. We have to try and keep a settled side. So I think that there won't be too many changes.
And just you spoke about it there earlier. The point, Telly, that you have in your mind. Would you share with us what you think we'll be
saying? No, because I'll look stupid at the end of it. More stupid than what I look now.
No,
we sat down with the players and we asked them to come up with a realistic target. Mm. Split the nine games into three different blocks of three games and try and work out how many points we think we can achieve. And basically just try and work towards those smaller targets rather than taking each game as it comes or taking the nine as a whole. Just try and divide it up, and it gives us a little mini league and a little mini goal to go for. So we're 1 point nearer to our target of what the original first three games was. So, you know, that's a positive way to look at it.
To put it another way, Neil, would a draw be a good result against Rovers?
I think momentum wise, if you draw against Rovers, it's a good result in terms of going into play Dundalk and with a little bit of confidence, yeah. Two draws. Do we want to win it? Yes. Would I take a draw now? Probably not. I would like to go and win it. But I think that going into the momentum wise, if you've drawn two games and we're on not a bad little run in the league, then I think that going into the Dundalk game, it wouldn't be the worst result confidence wise.
And you mentioned problems on the right side of the defence with injuries and that. Four Rovers goals in the cup game came down there left from Danny Lafferty. Like, is that a worry for you, or was that just the way it fell that night? Like, I know he scored against Bowes as well.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think that, I'm not blaming the players that have played in there at the moment. It's just injuries have left us, with whoever's Dale played there last week and did well, but he's not a right back. So yeah. It's just unfortunate, but it's where we're at the moment. We just have to get on with it. And I certainly don't blame Dale for the goals. No, I think it was just, the first one, I think that it was quite soft from our point of view, and the second one was good play, I think. We've had players, we've had the young boys training with us, some players training with us longer than others, and I know Jake from last season when he was here, so he's a good player, he's one for the future. Does he need to improve? Yeah, he needs to learn the game a little bit more, he needs to improve certain aspects of it, but the way I look at it at this stage of where we are, he needs to improve by playing matches. So while he's in there, he'll keep improving and he'll keep getting better. He's a physical specimen, he's a big boy, and he's got good quality as well. So I think the more he improves, then hopefully he can cement his place in the first team and be here for a long time. Yeah, and he played last year away to Derry, didn't he? Yeah, so that was his debut. So now he's definitely a player we like, and definitely a player that we hope will turn into a commanded centre half for us, definitely.